How do you talk when you're seeking approval? Do you ever freeze when you're asked a simple question? What are you afraid of? You're on the verge of putting your thoughts and opinions out there in full view. You think you need to agree with people to win their approval, but you're not sure what they think yet, so you don't know what to say. One solution is to avoid going first when you're giving your opinions. If you have to go first, you make your statements as malleable as possible. Little words like but and because become your best friends, since they let you do a 180-degree turn in the middle of a sentence. If you sense that you're saying the wrong thing, you can back right out of it in the same breath. I love Lord of the Rings, noticing a flinch. But it was much too long. The word but brings you back into agreement. I love filet mignon, noticing a look of vegetarian horror, although I really prefer steamed vegetables. According to a psychologist friend from Moscow, during the Soviet regime, the word although was the most important word in the Russian language. Words like because can serve a similar, less drastic function. I spent the weekend in Las Vegas. Startled look, because my wife likes to gamble. Another strategy is to clam up completely. Here's how that worked out for one woman.
When I was about 30, I was in a relationship with an older guy. He liked to drink a lot, cook, eat out, party, and make music with his friends. I was struggling to get a promotion at work and struggling with everything about myself. I spent most weekends at his house. In the morning, we would get up and tend to the business of breakfast, or just getting the day started. Except to discuss the details of these things, I wouldn't speak. I was trying to figure out what he wanted me to do or say so we could be together. I was frozen and couldn't do anything until I knew that my actions would yield the desired result. Eventually he asked me, "What's wrong with you? Why are you so catatonic?" I was furious.
Interruption exercise. A good way to become aware of the thoughts that fly by during a conversation is to watch yourself interrupting people. You probably notice when someone interrupts you in mid-sentence, but if you're the one doing it, it may not be so obvious. Step 1. Simply notice when you interrupt. Don't stop your interrupting. Just notice it. Try this during a phone call or while chatting with your mother or a colleague at the office. Step 2. As you interrupt, silently say this to yourself. I'm not letting you finish your sentence because... and fill in the blank. This will hardly slow you down at all. Just watch and let the blank fill itself in with what you usually hide from yourself in the blur of conversation. Here are some examples of what various people have discovered. I'm not letting you finish your sentence because I already know where you're going and I have something more clever to say. I might forget what I have to say and lose this great opportunity to impress you. I already know where you're going, and I want to avoid that territory. You aren't interesting enough to distract me from my scary thoughts. You're having such a hard time expressing yourself, I'm going to rescue you by saying it better. Interrupting you is a natural expression of my enthusiasm. When you've done this exercise enough times to recognize the top three thoughts that lead you to interrupt, ask yourself if they are true. And continue with how you react when you believe the thought, and who you would be without them. Then turn the thoughts around. Exercise, tuning out. Instead of interrupting, you may find you simply tune out while someone is talking to you, and from then on, you just pretend to listen. Try to notice the moment when you begin to listen to your own thoughts instead of the words of the other person. Then say this silently to yourself. I've decided to attend to my own thoughts instead of to what you're saying because, for example, I've heard this before and I can safely go back to a more important project, nursing my worries. Or, I can't afford to listen to this. If I don't pay attention to my own troubles, I may not survive the week. Or, the people laughing over there are having more fun. I wonder if I can join them. Find your favorite reasons for tuning out and bring them to inquiry. People say they space out, whereas in reality they shift their attention to particular thoughts. Where do you go when you space out? Exercise, lunch date. Make a lunch date with two or more lively friends. When you meet, after your usual greetings, let your friends do all the talking. Let yourself get totally involved with the conversation, but without joining in except to nod, smile, or look concerned when appropriate. If they ask you a question, answer briefly. During the conversation, you might say an occasional, "I hear you," or "You could be right," nothing more. Notice the thoughts that would normally cause you to say something. Do you or does the conversation seem to suffer when you listen instead of talk? Be aware of the contribution you make just by listening. As you leave, make no mention of or apology for your quiet behavior. Did anyone even notice? And make a date to meet again soon. A young man who always wanted to be admired told this story about how life showed him who he is without his approval seeking.
I used to talk nonstop to entertain people so that they would admire me. When I went to China for the first time, I could only say a few words, very slowly, to allow the interpreters to keep up with me. I also had to work hard to make out what people were saying to me. To my amazement, everyone liked me, and I enjoyed the people I met just as much. I'd always heard that China was a hard place to work, but I found the people extremely kind. It wasn't until I got back to the States and found myself talking less and getting more love that I realized that what had happened had nothing to do with China.